ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town? How about that? I got a little bit higher today, but not too much. I know to stay
what
within
up,
my
What up, H-Town?
There you go. Barry doing it for me. Thursday, and my voice is getting better. I can at least hold it together without it cracking now.
Now you just sound like an overworked phone sex operator.
That's what I said. I'm still available for voicemail messages.
Yeah.
Voiceovers are always going to be good. And coffee talk.
Yeah, like, you know, I imagine, like, most professionals who do things, I wonder if phone sex operators get, like, tired if their voice wears out.
I'm sure it does.
I'm sure.
Probably worse than radio guys, right?
Well,
because they got to alter their voice all the time.
Well, they don't get a break, though. They don't get commercials. Like, you get a dude with some stamina and a big bank account.
Natural pipes coming out of Joel Blank.
I think they have to alter their voice. I think they just have to make sure no one sees them.
Well, but then they get good. Think about that, trying to be sexy for an hour. Like, I can't even do it for, like, 2 minutes. Could you imagine trying to keep
a dude
on the line?
You're talking about the voice, right?
Yeah.
All right, I was just...
You'd be like, hey... Yeah, daddy, see, I think that daddy would, likes that.
See, I
like,
think that would be some wear and tear on your.
I do too, because you gotta make a certain, like, you have it naturally right now, Joel, because you're sick. But could you imagine, like, trying to talk like that the whole time? What's up, girl? Yeah,
I could do it.
No, I don't think you could. Okay, then 3 weeks from now, when you're better, yeah. I want you to remember this, because I'm going to make you do a whole show in a sexy voice.
It doesn't have to be a sexy voice.
No, but it does.
I always say it's the broadcast voice. I always say that there's broadcasters out there that push a button and flip a switch, and all of a sudden when the mic goes on, they become this deep voiceover guy. And then when the commercial break hits, they're like, hey, what are you guys doing after work? And you're just like, all right,
who
seriously?
Who does that? That's
oh,
ridiculous.
There's plenty. And the worst thing is, I've known so many people in the business. Nick, I've told you this. There's been so many people in the business. And when I was in my previous life, and people used to always call and want to get a job, and they would call you and on the phone try and sound like they were doing Game 7 of the World Series.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
And you're just like, and I'm like, turn the switch off. When you're just talking to me, nothing says I don't want this guy working for me more than a guy that goes, good afternoon, Joel. I would like to talk to you about a job. That's just not going
to
happen.
That's totally ridiculous. I don't know who would do that, altering their voice to sound cool.
Love, exciting.
These smooth jazz people can get away with it because they don't have to do it too often, right? It's like once every, like, smooth jazz, like,
oh,
DJs,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, dude, you, like, I told the story. I don't know if I've told it on this show, but I've told the story about my first job in radio, which was at Sam Houston State University on the radio show.
Go Bearcats.
Yeah, it was on there. Like, I was taking radio, television, and film for the one semester that I went there. And I landed a job on the radio doing the classical show. With classical music. Do you know how long a classical song is?
10 minutes.
No.
I'm
on
guessing.
Average, there's some that are like an hour.
No way.
I would literally put in a song, and like 30 minutes later, I'd be like, this was my whole show. I'd be like, that was Bach's Fifth Symphony, and now up Beethoven's Concerto. That was the whole, like, that's all I said on a whole show. I would say, like, who just played, and that's it. And then it would be like, thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Like, I've talked more in this segment than I would on a whole show.
So with those really long classical songs, did you ever, like, leave the studio, get something to eat, and come right back?
Sleep. Well, like, that's the DJ's best friend was Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Because if you play it, it goes so long.
Yeah.
You can go to the bathroom, get food, tip the delivery
vending
guy.
Machine.
And
yeah.
if that fails, just play some classical music, and you have plenty of time. But, like, literally, that's all I did. And then people will be like, you're on the radio. I'm like, well, technically I guess I am, but it was the worst. It was the most boring thing to do. And it was back when it was all tapes. So you would just put the, it was terrible.
Because I used to do like 90,000 voiceovers all the time for everything that they needed me to do. I would always do them first thing in the morning. Cause if you've worked all day and then done a game at night, and especially it's on the West Coast, and then you got to be in there real early. Mm-hmm. When you walk in the morning, your voice is pretty much like this. And all you need is like one sip of coffee. Don't go too much, just enough to warm it up just a little bit so it doesn't crack. And then I would do like five right away because you literally can change to get that really deep bassy. The other way to do it is smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because I know that all the classic broadcasters back in the day were all chain smokers.
Yeah.
Because that makes you sound like it drops your pipes into that Barry White category in a lot of ways. Believe me, there's someone that for you two guys, and especially for Barry more than you, there's someone that made their living as a legend in this town that lived on nicotine.
Barry Warner, damn it.
No, not Barry Warner. Although Barry Warner had smoked that and a lot more in his day. I know that.
Who? I'm trying to think who. If I guess it, will you tell me or no?
I don't really want to sell the person out, but it's pretty obvious.
I really want to know. So who is it?
I know.
It's pretty obvious.
Say it. Spit it.
I could do it for you right now.
Is it radio?
I could do it for you right now.
Yes. Is it radio? Yes. Is it play-by-play or just sports talk guy?
Yes.
So Milo Hamilton or...
I'm sure a guy that goes Pally is not going to be that guy.
Me like that. That was Milo.
All you really get. I mean,
Gene Peterson.
Yes, it's so easy. Right. I mean, it's just.
backing it in,
kicking it out. Yes, and that's the only time he unloaded it. It was like, no doubt about it.
Now, is Lisa have you talking dirty to her because of the voice? Is this like a thing where she's like,
let me tell you something. Lisa's idea of talking dirty at all means you're going out in the yard right now to pick up the dog crap. That's talking
she doesn't dirty. She doesn't she's not getting you to like say something naughty to me, Joel. Like,
she doesn't even
be like, I'm gonna leave those dishes in the sink for 3 days.
She'll
like
help something. Me with medication yesterday. But then the main focus then becomes like this morning. She's calling and I'm thinking, well, first thing she's gonna do is, how are you feeling? Are you gonna be able to go to work today? And instead, right away, it's, how's Taylor? Is she at school? Everything's good? I'm like,
I'm good too. Nah, thanks,
I don't
babe.
Exist. Once Taylor came out, I don't exist.
You know, that's, well, at least you have an excuse. Like, I just call my wife. Like, I'll call her and I'll be like, what's up? And she'll be like, what do you want? I'm like, really? Like, I just was calling because I'm in a good mood and wanted to talk
to
you. That literally happened on the way in. I left the house and then something happened and I needed to call and talk to her. So I called her, missed the call. She calls me back. She's like, hey, I was like, what's up, girl? She's like, what do you want?
She's like, what is it? Spit it.
I'm like, I did that today. Woman.
Same thing.
Like, do you have no compassion or love for me where you could just be excited to hear my voice? No, what do you want? I'm like, you must be watching like CSI or something and I'm bothering you. I can tell this is what's going on.
She called me today. And so kiddingly, playfully, I was like, what do you got?
What's up?
She's like, are you kidding me? That's what you're going to give me? And I'm like, I'm playing around. And she's like, normally you call me like 4 times before 9 a.m. and you're bothering me, but I love when you bother me. I go, wait a minute. If I'm bothering you,
why
would I
want to
do that again?
Yeah.
I love when you bother me is such a contradicting statement.
And I'm like, so then I give you the playful, like, you know, we'll always do husband. What's up, wife? And so I'm just like, yeah, what's up?
Well, now, she's like, now y'all are being weird.
And she's like, are you kidding me? That's what I get? I'm like, oh my God. Because I didn't
love
know, hey,
when
wife.
You bother me is a great statement.
Yeah, that's, jeez.
I mean, love when you get on my nerves, you bleeping.
By the way, Yo Adrian's got a great, that's, and someone yesterday was asking about the top 5 like voiceover voices.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the guy's name and he's now deceased. But the movie guy that, in a word.
Oh, Pablo Francisco?
No, he imitates
it. Yeah.
But the actual guy, and he's
in the world.
Yeah, he did a commercials. Yeah. But that was the greatest voice ever. In a world.
Yeah.
Full of mischief.
Classic.
Can you keep a straight face?
That sounds,
only you will find out. See, that's what I'm saying.
You
for
need
the
to
next,
go cut
for the
all
next
your,
24 hours, I can do all these all voiceovers.
Yeah.
And like, you know, especially like if El Jefe finally needs to find a date. You know, he can just
put him on blast.
He can just tape it, and then he can use it in his squad car, and he can put it out over the loudspeaker.
How you know he's struggling to find a day with the squad car?
You just assume that
because he's stronger when he is on Twitter.
Well, maybe
than
he's
he is
smooth.
When he call. He freaks out when he's put on the spot.
But maybe he goes into full Twitter mode with the ladies and is like, "Sup, girl?"
So then you believe what you want, and I'll all believe right. That's as easy as we can do that. I do appreciate and got to give a big shout out to Keenan McCardell absolutely for yesterday because he stepped up big for us, helped you guys have dialogue so that I could just stand back a little bit. But also the fact that he brought Eric Dickerson to the table was pretty huge.
Well, now, that was really badass. I mean, there's no other way to put it. That was badass. But it hurts my feelings a little that you didn't have faith in me. Like even today, it hurts my feelings that you don't have faith in me enough that I couldn't run the show, let you relax a little. And then if I needed to bounce something off of somebody,
to Keenan McCardell.
Yeah, Nick could, you know, but instead you felt like none of us could handle this. And so you had to bring in the relief pitcher. And that really hurts my feelings. I really think
security blankets come in all shapes and sizes.
Oh, and okay.
When you,
so you don't feel comfortable with me yet is what you're saying.
Well, because your security blanket is kind of mysteriously shaped like a banana hammock.
What?
Which is completely opposite to like the big Afghan you would get bringing in Kenan.
Is this more about the living room thing?
No.
I'm confused.
Absolutely not.
No,
we're saying they come in all shapes and sizes.
What does a banana hammock have to do
because
with this?
When you say that security blankets, and I'm using your air quotes, but security blankets comes in all shapes and sizes.
Okay.
So bringing in Kenan was like an Afghan. I'm warm, I'm safe, I'm cozy, and we're going to get through it.
At some point, you're just a hammock.
Yeah, it's a banana hammock, and there's no way I'm going to feel anywhere near warm or comfortable.
At some point, you're going to have to be okay with
me. You did get it, by the way.
Before he did, too, just so you know.
Wow. Yep. You now are going to be officially in a comedian.
What?
See, now, and again, and I get that.
What? Oh, I can't wait to go to your show, Nick.
Oh, it'd be a disaster.
I can't wait.
Could you imagine?
Maybe Joe could write your jokes.
No, no,
and
no,
then
but I would
watch
go.
You do them.
I would definitely
I would really
go to that.
Enjoy that.
I would go to that. I would go see you perform.
I would, too, especially if you wrote his jokes for me.
Maybe
you guys
could
team up.
Hey, you could get Philpott and Trey to be your two opening acts.
You guys could
Philpott
be like...
would be my preference.
That'd be sweet.
You guys could be like the Smothers Brothers.
But how about Trey sliding in like all incognito today and trying to act like...
Yeah.
And then all he has to do is speak and we know he's there. So Trey is hovering in the back waiting to make a phone call. We got plenty to talk. We have tons to talk about today. We have Packers and Texans, which means Barry hates the fact I get to talk about my team as they're playing the Texans. We have two candidates on the list for the University of Houston. We have a Vikings coach who is not able to coach tonight, and literally we talk about one eye, so we can talk about that. The weather seems to be a factor for people here in Green Bay this weekend. Come on, people, tough it out. We got plenty to talk about, plenty that if you want to talk about and join the show, we are here, 713-780-ESPN, or you can hit us up on Twitter. It's at No Hit Nick, at Barry is Funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're here all the way until 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Now Barry's dropping knowledge on the rest of the studio on broadcast terminology.
You know what I meant by bright, though, right? Okay. Well, you know, you don't know this about me, Joel, because you never bothered to ask.
Here we go.
But I used to be a rap producer back in the day.
Really?
I used to make my own beats.
When you had the high
top
fade?
That surprised me, actually.
Yeah, we had rap groups
when
and
you
stuff,
had the high top fade?
Yeah, when I had the fade. And,
did you have the chevrons on the side of your head, the stripes? 90s.
No, I never did the lines because it was too vanilla icy for me. And I
what?
Wasn't a,
I
wasn't
I
a vanilla
that one
icy.
Picture you had lines.
No, never had lines. It was just because it was like in the fade.
Yeah.
White guys can't fade their hair like that, like black people can. At some point, there's going to be a line.
And a scar that will never come, the hair will never come back on.
No, there's
That's
no
possible.
Scar.
No, if you do it the wrong way. I know guys
yeah,
that tried.
You cut yourself.
Yeah,
then there's a
exactly
scar,
right. But... I know guys that tried and insisted that they could do it too, and then ended up like a scar on the side of their dome piece.
Really?
No.
But I've anyways, yeah, okay. I used to make beats back in the day, and so I learned a lot of the terminology by learning about music. So I learned what bright was like. If your sound was too bright, it was a little sharp.
Yes. There's another term for it too. But at the same time, the other funny thing is, based on like. Where broadcasting has come from, especially sports broadcasting, there are guys that still insist on using, instead of, we call them cans or head, you know, your headset, they use the stethoscope earpieces.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and literally a handheld mic. Ralph Lawler, who still does the Clippers, legendary broadcaster in L.A., still insists on both. Eddie Doucette, who is in the Basketball Hall of Fame, same thing. Had to have the stethoscope ear set. And here's the one that's even worse.
I want from now on, I want the mic to drop from the ceiling. Old
on the
50s
court,
announcer
like
the boxes,
or like yeah. boxing ring.
Yeah, I want that.
But here's the other one. This is when you know that people's egos get too much involved. Like, there are guys in the league that travel with their own voice modulation stuff so that they can add more bass to their voice and they can get more tone to it. And it's like, just do the game, right? People just want to know the score, who scored, and know what's going on. They don't need you to sound like you're going into a recording studio to make some kind of Grammy-winning performance.
That's actually true. I've actually seen someone who used to host on the network have his own handheld and little modulator that you were talking about.
Yep.
But I just didn't get how he would do it for three hours straight doing a radio show.
So what does the modulator do?
So it adds more bass to your voice. So it's essentially like an equalizer for your own voice. So, so they attach it, and it's a pain in the butt for them.
Can't you just, like, if I wanted you to, couldn't you just turn up the bass on my mic?
Not from here, no.
What kind of raggedy-ass radio station?
No, I mean, you could do it. You could do it, but the engineer would have to go in and do it. I can't do it.
So essentially,
what the hell?
Okay, so say you're working for a team and you come to Houston.
Yeah?
It's my job to make sure that you have a radio engineer that's waiting for you.
Okay.
Okay? Some teams actually travel with their own. But all they're responsible for doing is exactly what Nick would have to do for a remote setup. Just the board op with, you know, bringing your level up so you can hear it,
up
things like
down,
that.
On,
up and down and get you on the air.
Yeah.
They come with their little attaché case, Barry. And in that attaché case their own little mini mixing board.
Oh.
Complete with the extra bass and
already set to the way they like
so
it.
So that they can add, yeah. And literally, they will then sit down and require the engineer to be there earlier so that they can do voice testing until he finally goes a little higher, a little lower, right there. Leave it and don't touch it. That's where I want it.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a
sin. You never did that? Tell the truth. Don't lie. Don't lie to me, Joel.
First of all, my voice would never, I never would even think about that.
Craig
and I used to laugh about that, but it's the same thing. I mean,
he's admitted he doesn't like his voice, but it seems natural.
Me too. I hate my voice.
Me too.
I do. I hate listening to my voice. And I know you hate my voice. That's fine.
Just kidding.
But no, literally.
I demand now, I'm going to go full diva. I want more bass on my mic for this show.
Well, that's because you've taken so many hits about sounding like.
I don't care. Yeah, but I just know now I know I can have that. We need to get AD in here. And I want to pump up the bass.
Why do you want to pump up the bass on your mic?
Because it makes you sound more manly, and it makes all the chicks think you got a bigger thing.
Then Nick, I need you to get the opening to Johnny Gill song, so it just goes pump up the bass, and then we can just bring Barry's voice.
Nick doesn't even know who Johnny Gill is. He has no idea.
I was literally about to YouTube it.
Oh, you're gonna need to. Do I hate you so much, Nick.
YouTube.
For having a YouTube.
Yeah, that was the other thing we were talking about it yesterday on how we got in when we were walking out of the studio. And we brought up and referenced Kojak, and you and I, and Esme.
Whatever. Esme didn't know either.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not. She was on
our lovely
receptionist
front office.
She was on my back.
And I expected this, but Nick had absolutely no clue who Kojak was, just to make us feel old.
Cody on Twitter said, FEF Banana Hammock Friday. Stop it!
That was funny.
Ubaldo said, complaining and comparing things you do with your wife to your homies. #, things to look forward to after marriage.
For sure.
Then
wait till you either have a kid or many cats.
You know, I thought about this last night as I thought my cat was dying in his sleep.
Oh, boy.
Just turns out he snores a lot and was having a bad dream, which I had no idea cats could have bad dreams.
I wish you people could see Nick and I's face when we hear the cat thing.
Do you not want me to tell the story?
No, go ahead. We already started it now.
But it made me think about that one day within probably a year to maybe two, that cat is going to die. And then I'm going to have to come to this station. He's like 17 or 18.
Oh, you got 5 years.
No. Most cats die around 17 or 18.
But then
he's going to die. And then I'm going to come in here, and Joel's going to start making cat jokes.
No,
and I'm
going to
break down on air because I'm not going to tell you that he died.
No.
And then you're not going to know when he does.
Oh, well, that's possible.
And then when you start making cat jokes, you're going to make me cry on air.
Y'all are Facebook buddies. I'm sure you'll post something about that.
No, we're absolutely not.
Oh, y'all are not?
No.
Oh, damn. I just made it really awkward right now.
It ends when the mic goes off.
Way to stir that up.
I just really made it awkward right now.
You just stirred that the wrong direction.
I don't even know. Yeah, we follow each other on Twitter.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. After our Twitter skirmish, of course we do.
I mean, look, Nick, I've stated this from the very beginning. My Facebook account is only for my friends and my family.
I totally agree. I totally agree. That's why when he sent me the friend request, I said, nope.
Yeah, and that's not true either. but I mean, look, the bottom line is I would never do that from that standpoint because I'm the first one to tell you that I lost my dog.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
After, I would say, before I met, right, I lost him right after I met Lisa. Actually, he died right after we went to our honeymoon. And Lisa got really attached to him, too. But I've never been, like, people say when you go through what it feels like to lose an animal. And
it's tough.
When you realize that's your first real responsibility before you have children or anything else. And I had that dog for 12 years. And did everything. Literally, that dog went with me everywhere, including like he was the unofficial mascot of the Rockets on weekends and everything. He was in the offices. Mm-hmm. People knew him and everything. He had cancer. We even put him through chemo. When you lose a dog or an animal of any kind, that is a really close attachment. I don't wish that upon anyone. That
tough.
Is the worst feeling in the world.
And like I said, both cats, one is 17 and one is 15.
Oh, man.
So it's going to be soon. And I'm trying to prep my wife because I'm like, you know, we'll be talking. I'm like, well, you know, babe, they're going to pass away soon, so we need to prepare for that. Like, we need to be ready emotionally. Like, I'm really trying to, you know, because it's going to be hard enough on me, but she is going to be devastated. Like, these are her kids, because we're never going to have kids because we don't want them. But these are her kids.
Well, your thingy's got to work
in
order to
and
do
I've,
that.
Well, and I've even talked about the fact that, you know, like I've asked her, well, do you want to get more cash? She goes, no, these are my babies. It's 17 and 15 years. You're not going to replace
75 cats are not enough. You want more?
No. Once they die, I'm like, do you want me to get you a new kitten once these die? And she's like, no, you can't replace these. I'm like, well, we're getting a dog. So
very common, though.
Yeah.
Very common. When you lose a cat or a dog.
I lost my mom, my dad, and one of my sisters. But at the same time, and not to take anything, and that's obviously as tough as anything in the world. But as you get older, you don't spend as much time. You're not with them every single day. And then, like, the dog was with me every single day as my responsibility.
Joe, are you really saying you miss your dog more?
No, not more. I'm like, you put that on the same level. Like, I used to kid around and say, that's my son. But at the same time, when you lose a pet that's been that close to you, you could parallel it with losing your relatives. I mean, it's that devastating. It was really
rough. One of those things where I think it can make a grown man cry
without question. I would not deny the fact that I cried. I would be willing to bet,
like, if you cried at a movie, most men would tell you if they've seen Old Yeller, every man has cried at that movie.
Cried like a baby.
Willing to bet you.
Yeah. I think almost everybody. You want to squeeze one in before?
Yeah, let's do it.
Whoa. All right, JJ.
Squeeze one in.
Yeah. All right, JJ. We're squeezing.
JJ, what's up, man?
And for the break, when I called in last week, and Joel was making fun, saying, how's your back? You know, you're coming in off IR, so yeah, I'm back healthy.
Right, but that's why I didn't do it today.
You know, I call in and talk to Sean and John a pretty good bit, occasionally HD show, but I'm trying to become a regular, and when I on your show now about once a week, because you got, you know, thousands of guys trying to get on the show because you're so popular now, right?
No, but so we appreciate you calling in.
Vote for you guys, but here's the reason I called. There was two. One, I'll address it secondly about what Raheel said about you guys this morning.
Oh.
But the first thing was when I called in last week and we're talking, and Joel, you had put me some previous calls up in the living room, you know, in the recliner.
Right.
And I felt like I got kicked to the back of the room because when I hung up and listened, you said, you know, JJ needs to understand whose show this is. And he kept saying that Barry, well, you misunderstood me. I gave Barry props once, and I complimented you on three things you said.
Ah. So you owe me two. You owe me two, JJ. JJ, now you've done it because now Barry's coming after you.
Barry's funny. I love him. But you know, hey, Joel's the brains on the football side. I'm sorry,
Lord. Well, then we have that.
So Nick, don't kick me out.
All right, man. What's your thing on Raheel? What did Raheel say this morning?
Yeah, what did Raheel say this morning?
Yeah, Raheel was saying, you know, yesterday or a couple days ago. I think it was 2 days ago. Y'all were doing the. And it might have been yesterday, correct me, were you doing the accents?
That was a couple days ago, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 days ago, right. And I was going to actually call in and do one of mine. But Barry, you guys, it was awesome. Show was hilarious. You know, the guy, I believe it was Scott with the Irish accent. Hilarious.
That was amazing,
but
yeah.
Raheel this morning, first thing up, because you know, I drive along and listen to you guys. In the morning. The first thing he said this morning, first thing, was how racist your show was.
Jeez, of all people.
You know, of course, Granado chimed in with his whole spiel on how awful that is and how he would never condone that because, you know, he does see how much crap he catches for his
that is hilarious.
Female golfer food,
right.
You know, Asian racism.
Yeah.
And it was just funny because Raheel was talking about how racist the show was.
I love it.
He was laughing. So I thought when you catch him in the hallway or you run into Raheel, you might want to ask him, like, whose show's truly the racist show, because I believe they created that monster themselves.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Without question. You know what else, though? You know what's funny about that? Is the fact that that they listen to our show and we don't listen to theirs because we had no idea that they said that.
And JJ.
You know what? I'm gonna call in their show tomorrow
and tell them that.
Fume about that.
There you go.
Here's the other thing.
Thanks for the call, JJ.
The fact of the matter is, I used to listen to their show, and they used to give the wrong information, and I would text them the right information, and then they would both on air sell me out and ask me why I'm listening. So I quit listening. It's that simple.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're two segments into a three-hour show. We're having a little bit of fun. I'm going to go down and get some hauls that I forgot so that I can lubricate the pipes. Easy, Bear. So that we can make sure we get through all 3 hours. But we want to hear from you.
JJ just joined the show.
Oh, boy.
Just let me have
you and your road rage.
Let me run.
713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We're
let
here till 4.
Let the dog eat.
ESPN 97.5. You don't like dogs, you like cats.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So the song makes sure that Nick gets the gist of it. We're going to let the boys be boys. And girls can be girls and join the show as well. They always get moved to the front of the list. But we were talking about a lot of different things, including the fact that my voice is hanging in there. The fact that we were talking about voiceover voices and broadcast voices.
And how you're stingy and won't let me quarterback the show because your voice isn't...
You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
We talked about that.
Well, you talked about that. And I wanted to take over the Barry Laminack show several times. But at the same time, the funny thing was when we first worked together and we never had even met or knew anything about one another.
No.
And I was like, I didn't know. I didn't want to step anybody's toes. I'm like, so do you want to quarterback the show? And you're the professional.
You've been doing this for many moons. I'm just the new guy.
No, that's not me. I don't do that. I'm just like, okay, well, then that's what we'll do.
Well, I'm telling you, let the dog eat. Let the horse run.
You eat anyway. There's no doubt about
it. You know what?
You already know you.
You're so right. Let me tell you what. This is how fat I've gotten. I wore a belt today. I usually don't wear a belt. And it's hurting. It's like jabbing into my fat as I sit here.
So that means when you go home tonight, you got to get the ice pick out and you got to punch a new hole in it?
No, I just got to stop wearing belts because the buckle is just killing my fat. And I'm like, because people ask, I'm trying to lose weight. I've started exercising. I've worked out all week.
You doing that 6-minute mile thing again?
No. Oh. No. I've done the elliptical a couple times. But like people are like, do you have a goal weight? I'm like, I don't really have a goal weight. I just want to be able to take my underwear off and not look like I'm still wearing underwear with the impressions that the band leaves and stuff. And on the legs too, which is
like
sad.
Essentially you get the imprint from when you're wearing a hat all day.
Yeah,
only on your waistline.
And on the legs, which is sad because I wear boxers. So...
It leaves the marks, the belt marks.
Yeah,
on
for those of you listening to still stomach this without throwing up in the back of your mouth or having a bad visual, which will stay with you for a long period of time. Ernest, you want to get in on this and you want to talk to Barry?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Oh, real quick, Joe, if you are going to that Green Bay and Texas game, I'll be at 108, section 108, seat 47, row 55. If you want. You want a free couple of beers, though, all right?
Ernest, brother, I appreciate it, underwater? But I can't make it, and I had to give up my tickets for that game because the station had said that they were going to try and send me as well as John and Raheel, and that sponsorship fell through. And so that, accompanied with the entire house being sick, I passed on the two tickets.
So much better.
No, I mean, look, I never miss a chance to go back to Lambeau, and if you ever experienced it, you'd probably enjoy it, too.
Oh, I would. Sure. It's on my bucket list. It absolutely is.
It should be on every true sports fan.
I was at Yankee Stadium before they tore it down.
Me too.
And then I want to do Wrigley and Lambeau. That's my three bucket lists.
Yeah, I still got to go to Lambeau for sure.
Fenway on there too.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I not mention?
No,
yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought Yankee Stadium, Fenway, Wrigley, and Lambeau.
Fenway is.
That's my. And Minute Maid. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, Ernest, what's up, man? You have a problem you want to get off your chest when it comes to me, correct?
Bro, what's the deal with you and the Packers, bro? Why you gotta hate on them, man? What's going on with you? And see, this is why I'm glad you are not taking over Joe's show.
Ernest,
you're not a Packers fan, bro.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Did you swallow your phone and then they're talking?
But I heard every word.
I understood
it.
Nick, can you understand him? Honestly, it sounds
a little ruffled, but
Can you hear me?
There you go. Much better. Now, what is it?
Okay. The thing is, the reason I'm glad you can't take over Joe's show is because you're not a Packer fan, dude. What's your deal?
Hey, you're breaking up. Well, hello? Say it again. Say it again. Sorry.
Ernest, don't let him play you like that. All right?
Why? Dude, listen, there's a very small Packer contingency here in Houston, Texas. It's
bigger than you think.
And I have no problem talking Packers when it's relevant. Most of the time in the city of Houston, the Packers are not relevant. I'm sorry. That's just a fact.
No, that's Barry.
And I don't get irate. You guys take everything so seriously.
As Nick and I have found out, whatever Barry says is fact because Barry says.
Hey, yeah, I know, Joe. It's all I hear is blah, 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 blah.
It's Charlie Brown's teacher, and I work with him 3 days a week.
All right, go. Well, I just want to see y'all doing a great job, Joe. You're the best, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, enjoy the experience. Let us know next week how it went.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day.
All thanks, right, buddy. Ernest, you too. And don't come back. All right. let's go to...
So you guys got a hater apiece, basically.
Well, I can always read the text.
Dak Prescott.
I can always put him in the lead. I can always read all the text.
But on the phone line, it's 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, Dak Prescott is behind center now, so he's ready to quarterback, so let him go.
Of course I could read the text, and then he would have way more haters than I would. But I don't.
I'm running for mayor of Beaumont next year, just so you know. I just want to let you know. Anywhere in the 409.
Mayor of the 409 area code. Yeah,
I am. All right, Gary, you want to get in on this? Gary, what's up?
Is this Joel and Barry? Hi, guys. This is my voice.
No, and, Barry. Barry. I mean, Gary. You pressed the broadcast button. You flipped the switch that I'm talking about.
Gary, that's not your voice.
Yeah. No, if that
is,
one.
If you, it is though, I am getting turned on.
Well, thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment.
Cool.
Okay. You said something about talking high. Okay, I'll talk higher. Okay, how does this sound? Does this sound like I'm talking higher?
No,
does this
Gary.
Sound higher?
No, Gary. But
unless you're smoking weed, no. What? Are you auditioning right now? What the hell is going on? What am I?
Yeah, because all I see on the screen is has a cool voice, and you've yet to produce anything.
Yeah.
Wow. See, Nick, that was harsh.
I don't care.
Oh, Gary.
What turned me on was I'm a first time listener, and it's just And wow, it just blew me away that you were talking about voices. And I've had too many ladies tell me that I should be on radio or...
You should.
You've never done radio, Gary?
Gary, you've never done voiceover work or radio?
Nothing? Nothing like that?
No, sir.
Have you ever used it to get into the good graces of a female? Have you called her in the middle of the day and said, "Hi, this is Gary. What are you wearing?"
Y'all are making this weird. Joel's rubbing his nipples right now, by the way.
No, Joel is not.
I don't know why he's doing that. It's very weird. I'm freaking out a little bit. Yeah, Esme's freaking out too. Yeah, this is getting weird and kinky. Although I'm down if it takes the right turn. I don't know what's going on here, Gary.
I just had a wild hair at my butt and said, "Wow, I'm going to talk to these guys and see what they think of my voice." And that's just about it.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Joel said he would hit it based on the sound of your voice.
Now, see, Nick, first of all, we know that's
what
not...
What was that?
See,
what
now,
was
first
that?
Of all, we know
what
that's
was that
not
call?
True.
I have
okay,
no
but wait
idea.
A minute. Wait a minute. First of all, we know it's not true. And second of all, if the shoe was on the other foot,
yeah,
Barry would have blown a gasket by now going, I did not say that. He gets all excited and all worked up and everything like that.
What was that call, though?
I don't know. That was weird.
And it's like,
I'm just
was there a message
right
board that someone sent out that all of a sudden that...
That was weird.
That wasn't sports but, related. That,
well, I mean, we haven't really talked sports yet, but thanks to Gary for tuning in and listening and getting what we're all about. We're having fun. We talk sports. Sometimes we lead with sports. Sometimes we don't.
Where's Huffman, Texas? Where's that?
I don't know. I think he made that up. I don't think that's a place.
He has a dungeon full of little boys trapped in a basement somewhere.
Wow, Nick has made up for lost time. Yesterday, Nick could not get into the conversation. He just wasn't.
No.
And today, he's made up for it. Nick, well played. Outstanding.
Josh Rapp wants to know why I don't want to go to Busch Stadium. Because,
the old Busch Stadium would have, even though it's AstroTurf, would have had more of a nostalgic feel to it. I've been to the new Busch Stadium.
It's just... Hey, Yo Adrian said, you should, to me, he said, you should do some digital spots too. Raheel finally did new ones. And in fact, have you heard Raheel, like the new John and Raheel promo, OK Google?
No.
It's pretty damn hilarious. I think we need to play that at some point in this show. It's really funny.
I got
funny.
It. We can do it.
We
got
to give props to them on that. It's pretty funny. So we'll play
By the
it.
Way, based on Josh Rapp's picture on his Twitter account, you realize why he
yeah,
said
yeah,
that.
Of course. Die I mean, obviously. Same reason why Cody says go Bills.
Well, Richard said, if I run for mayor of Beaumont, he's leaving the 409. And I just said, I just asked him if that's a promise. That'd be fantastic.
Well, since we're tied for hate calls, oh. I'll just read this tweet. Barry, can you do a Twitter poll? Most annoying voice, Joel, healthy or not, or Dylan Gwynn? Shots fired. Chris, my man, you're killing me.
Take us to break, Dak.
All right, we'll be back right after this. ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Napa Know-How.
This winter, millions of drivers will mutter disparaging words under their breath and shake their fists in the air due to dead car batteries. Luckily, there's Napa, with a wide range of batteries at a wide range of prices to fit any budget, including the always reliable Napa Legend battery. So, the only thing that gets heated up this winter is your car, right after it starts up on the first try. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
All right, so it's Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock. We've been having some fun. We will get down to some more sports. But again, like Barry said, this is part of what makes this show so fun to do, yeah. Is the fact that we like to kick it around a little bit and have a lot of fun as well. And just to catch up, like Richard's the right way to handle this kind of stuff. Like the 409, the texters that fire the shots and then leave. I was kidding with you guys in the break that person that wrote that text anonymously probably sounds like a combination of Tiffany Terrell and Pee Wee Herman if they had a child. But at the same time, they want to do that. But like Richard is the one that said, if Joel runs for mayor of Beaumont, he's leaving. And I said, promise. And then he said, all kidding aside, I like what you and Barry bring. It makes me laugh. That's all we want to hear.
Yep.
That's what makes our day.
Exactly.
So that's and Lauren missed it, but Lauren is a loyal listener. And Lauren, I get so much hate on the text messages that Barry loves to read.
Unfair. Because I read my own hate
because
too.
Of the 409. Yeah, I said, true. I thought 409 was made to clean things up. But instead, it just keeps getting nastier.
I think
because
I need
of the text
to
they
put
leave
my
me.
Finger on the text.
So
line
I
to make sure
I'm
that Barry
for
is
mayor of Beaumont.
Reading all the bad texts.
I do.
Himself.
I was about to read one. Somebody said, Barry, are you fat enough to have a FUPA? No, I'm not that fat yet. Like, my jawline has disappeared.
Well, but he does have the female tendencies, if you're referring
what?
To a FUPA.
No. The FUPA is the...
I know exactly what it is.
It's in the front, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but it's not... But just,
dude,
the,
I mean, like,
just the term alone indicates that it might be
not,
directed towards
no.
a female.
Like, it doesn't alter the look and size of my penis, so it's not a FUPA. That's when
now
it,
you had to bring the little guy into things. That makes and you talk about what makes things awkward and weird. Well, there
just,
you go.
I use the medical term. We're all adults here. Someone asked the question and I answered it.
You know, here's the other thing.
What?
The other thing that's funny about this is when we do stuff like this, it doesn't sound like we're doing it out of our basement on an experimental level for a college class.
Right.
It actually sounds like we've.
Yeah, we use medical terms and we don't act childish. Well, right. Some of us don't.
And Nick then there's does. Nick.
Yeah. Here's another text. Packers blow. I would agree with that. Let's see. Huffman, Texas is real. It's by Humble.
Yeah.
Mayor of 409 needs to be a real position. That is from the 409. And that's it. That's all I'll read because I haven't read the rest yet. And I don't want to be caught off guard with curse words as I read them verbatim. So,
well, and that's better than what you've normally done, which is where you just blow and go regardless. And then things get out there that probably shouldn't. So with all that being said, we've covered The Voice. We've covered a lot of entertainment, but let's get down to some basics. We know that the Texans are playing this week. We know where they're playing. They're playing up in Lambeau. Nick has already done some research. I have as well. 39 degrees will be the high. 29 will be the low. And believe me, that's not that cold. I think that for the fans that are going up there that are worried, that are trying to worry about how much they should bundle up, I've tried to explain this to people in the past, but I can't stress it enough. The humidity down here makes 32 degrees here feel like zero there.
Yeah.
Because the moisture is in the air down here, when it drops into the 30s here, it literally to me feels colder. Like I'll go home and it's in the 30s and I'll go running with just a sweatshirt on because it's really dry in the wintertime in the Midwest. And they really haven't had any snowstorms. Normally they don't get the big snowstorms till the end of December. So it's not going to be that bad. It's probably not going to be frozen tundra. But, you know, if you're from Houston and you're going down there to play a game, like Travis said, I mean, part of the mystique of playing at Lambeau Field is, Quentin Demp said it on his show the other day, is that he's going to play without sleeves. He's going to play in short sleeves because that's part of the whole thing. I played in Lambeau. I did it without sleeves on. And look, a lot of these guys, they're all yoked up. So instead of wearing sleeves, don't kid yourself. They coat their arms with like Vaseline so that they shine for, and they look like they're all buffed up. But at the same time, that's a coating on their skin that keeps them a little warmer too. It's insulated.
Well, and the other thing is, I find it interesting where people talk about cold weather teams and warm weather teams, and you know, like the Dolphins, how are they ever going to play in cold weather? And I get that they have played, but they don't have a roster full of guys from the South. So some of those players have played in cold weather. So I don't understand. I get it. Some guys haven't, and it takes some getting used to. And if you were, you know, if you played at Alabama because you were born in Alabama and you get, you know, you go to the Texans or the Dolphins or whatever. Yeah, I get that. But not every player goes through that. And like you said, it's just like saying 110 in Arizona is not the same as 110 here. It's a dry heat. It's a dry cold. There is a difference, which I never really believed because I always thought, well, you know, put your head in an 110 degree oven and tell me how warm, because that's a dry heat. And it gets pretty hot. But there is definitely a difference. The humidity does have a factor.
Without question. So. And the other thing is, it's funny you say that because when the Packers have drafted in the first round in the last 4 years, they've drafted guys from USC and UCLA. So it's not like they're planning either and going, well, let's get a guy that played in a cold weather environment so that they're ready to play in it. It's just, you know, but at the same time, look, the Texans, the last time they went to Lambeau Field, all truth be told, they won. They went into Lambeau and they won back then. So I think Travis might have been a part of that team. So at the same time,
I was going to say, this is not going to be anywhere
close to, but this is not going to be the same weather either, because when they won at Lambeau, it was snowing, it was cold, it was frigid. The press box was like, people were complaining, it was ice all over the place. And ironically, at Lambeau, it's an all cement facility. And what I mean by that is they allow you to bring in, like people bring in the Sunday paper and people from out of town think, well, you're going to read that? No, you're either going to sit on it or you're going to put it under your feet because it's all, there's no seats unless you're in a suite. It's all bleachers. So you can, for $6.
Which is dumb, by the way.
For $6, they'll rent you one of those padded with a back on it.
It's cash grab right. Is why they do that.
But the bottom line is that the aluminum bleachers freeze. And where you put your feet is just cement. And so if you just let your feet sit on that for 3 hours, you can get frostbite because it's just all that cold.
Wow, that's crazy.
Who was the genius that didn't think that putting seats in would be the right thing to do?
I mean, bleachers. I know you're not Frank Lloyd Wright, but I hope you understand that the architecture back in the days of 1920s when this thing was built.
How do you know I'm not Frank Lloyd Wright?
Right. I know a lot more than you think.
Maybe I took an architecture class.
I saw you with a pencil in your hand.
RTV class at Sam Houston.
Just trying to stay within the circle for the A, B, or C on the test.
I can't draw a stick, man. It's a bad, bad deal when I try
can't
to draw
either. But that's a different story.
But no, I mean that. But that is weird that the bleachers thing.
Yeah, so people actually either bring the Sunday paper or they literally bring squares of insulation. And you sit on one and you put the other one under your feet so that your butt doesn't get frostbite, nor do your feet.
You could bring a little portable heater. I'm a baby. I would just watch it home. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sitting in the frigid cold.
Someone asked me yesterday, what was the coldest game that I, well, of course, because, yeah. But someone asked me yesterday, what was the coldest game I ever went to Lambeau at? And I would say that I was at the Cowboy game that they won in the playoffs 2 years ago. But the coldest game, they played Jacksonville, and it was supposed to be a noon game. They moved it to 3:15 for national TV, which was the worst thing they could have done because now the sun's going to go down before the game's over. Mm. In the second half, it dropped to minus 27 the wind chill, and that was probably the coldest game I've
ever
been.
I've never even been in minus 27, much less try to sit still and grown men run around.
And when
around,
you want to identify what a true idiot is, it's the guy that still wants to remain shirtless in the stands for that temperature. That's just absolutely ridiculous. So there it is. There's the weather report. We've covered weather and entertainment news. Now we'll get on to the sports.
Hey, have you seen the spread for the game yet?
I heard it was 6.
It is now at 7. Okay. Packers are minus 7, which if you look at ESPN, and we'll do it on the other side, but ESPN, when you go and look at the previews for their games and stuff, they give you the predictors.
Yeah.
Something interesting for the game tonight that I'll bring up on the other side.
All right, we got Latin, a whole lot more to come. We've covered weather and entertainment. We're getting to sports next. You guys want to be a part of the show? One in the books, two to go. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.